Starting Bezes Hashem, Hilchas Tavuvos, Shir 28, Simen Kuf Yud Siftes. Now, until now, Sifches, we spoke about what happens if you have a Svek Sveka and two Tavuvos. Is it enough to have two Tavuvos or do you need three Tavuvos? And this Sif will talk about what happens if you have a Suffolk in the Kuf, for example, a Suffolk Trefa, and this Suffolk got mixed up. So it's not two Tavuvos, rather it's Suffolk Echad Beguf, Vasheni Betavuvos. The first Suffolk is in the Kuf, and the second Suffolk is that it got mixed up in others. So what's it done in this case? So we found the Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba brings the Ri, that the only time you say Sfek Sveka is if you have two Svekas that come together. But if you have a Sfek in the Gruf and a Sfek in the Teruvus, it's not called a Sfek Sveka. And the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that even Sfek Echa Begruf and Sfek Sheni B'Teruvus is called a Sfek Sveka. Now this Machlokes hinges on the Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara of this is talking about an egg. So the Gemara says, if it's a Suffolk Trefa, it's Aser. And if it got mixed up in 1,000, it's Aser. So the question is, when the Gemara says it got mixed up in 1,000, what is it going on? Is it going on what the Gemara said right before that, in the case of Suffolk? Or is it a case in itself? So according to the Ri, when the Gemara says that if it gets mixed up in 1,000, it's not Batal, it's going on what it says, what the Gemara says right before that, that Suffolk Trefa is Aser. So we see that even though it's a Suffolk Trefa, if it gets mixed up, it's still not Batal. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a separate case, meaning that the Gemara is referring to a Vada Yisr. If a Vada Yisr gets mixed up in 1,000, it's not Batal. But a Suffolk Yisr that would get mixed up would be Batal. That's the Machlokes in the Rishonim. So now let's see the Mechaber. Suffolk Trefa Shenis Arev Ba'achiris. A Suffolk Trefa that gets mixed up in others. Kulan asurois, they're all asur, at shiyehei behetuk de levatala isur, until you have enough heter to mevatala isur. Imhud midvaram habens batlan. If it's from those things that are batal. In other words, if it's something that's batal, so it has to fall into an amount that mevatala it. Let's say yavish biyavish would have to fall into rov. But if it falls into one other heter, it's still asur, even though it's a suffolk trefa, and now we have a suffolk on each piece, still in such a case it's asur. But if a suffolk trefa falls into rov, bayavish viyavish, remember me, no, then it would be batal. But if it's something that's not batal, a davish shiva minyan, or a davish choshuv, in such a case, even though it's a suffix, it's asu, even though it gets mixed up in others. So the machaber is passing like the ri, that suffix echad begufa, sheni b'taruvis is asu. So the machaber says, shekivan she suffix harichin haye begufay, and lahatim is svek sveka. Because since this first suffix is in the guf, we cannot permit such a svek sveka. Why? Because since it's not two svekas in the same goof. So first we look at the thing itself, and then we say that it's a suffolk. And since it's a suffolk, the raisa or machmans give it a din of vadai, and therefore it has the same din as any other vadai iser that gets mixed up, that if it's from dvar machashuvim, it's not batal. And if it is from things that are batal, you need the same amount that you would need in a regular case of vadai iser. That's the machaber. Then the Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim hatam da oser. There are those that say that the reason that it's aser, hoyel v'hasafik hu iser midaraisa. It's aser because it's aser midaraisa. V'loy nuchal loymer oid safik she'en kan iser. And we can no longer say that it's a safik if there's an iser at all. But since it's a safik on the thing itself, so now we give it the din of safik daraisa, which is lachuma, and therefore we give it the din of avad iser. Makshon is arabachirim loy mikri saksik of aser. And now we're looking at it like and Vada Yisr that gets mixed up, and therefore it's not called a Svek Svek, and it's Aser. We'll explain when we get to the Shach, what's the difference between the Machaber and the Ramah. Then the Ramah continues, on page Kuf Ayin in the Machon, Aval Imhoyu, Shnei Svekas, Imhoyu Kan Isr Klal. However, if you have two Svekas, if there's Isr here at all, now there's two Svekas on the thing itself, V'noideh Shnei Svekas B'Yachad, and we knew about both Svekas at the same time, Maserim Svek Sveka B'Chol Mokim. We permit such a Svek Sveka in any case, even by an Isser Daraisa, and even if it's on the goof of the Isser, meaning it's not a Svek Sveka of a Teruvus. But we'll get back to the rest of the Ramah later. So now, what do we see in the Ramah? That if you have a Svek Echad Beguf, Svek Echad B'Teruvus, it's Aser, because it's an Isser Daraisa. But if it's a Svek Sveka on the goof, even if it's an Isser Daraisa, it's Mutter. So now, what's the difference between Machaber and Ramah? So let's see the Shach and Sivkot and Samach Beis. The Meshach says, V'yech oimerim hatam, v'nafka mina. The difference is between the Machaber and the Ramah. The ilu letam ha-machaber, because according to the reasoning of the Machaber, afilo hoyo ha-safek ha-echad midu abonon, even if the first suffix would be an isidu abonon, kivan shahoye begufay, since it's a suffix in the guf and a bottle betavuvis. It would not be bottle in a mixture. Now, this is according to the mechaber, even if I have a suffix to a bonon, that's a davar chashuv, and gets mixed up in others, even though it's a isidor bonon, it's still aser, since it's a suffix echa beguf, vasheni betavuvis. Well, tamarav, but according to the ramah, bottle. Such a case would be bottle, since it's an isidor bonon, because the ramah says that it's only aser because it's an isidor raisa. But if it's an isidor bonon, by suffix echa beguf, vasheni betavuvis, it would be bottle. Venafkamina, and what's the ramification of this din? Em neschalfa gvina she'ena yadua im higvinas yisrael or gvinas hagoy. If you had a piece of cheese that gets mixed up, you don't know if the cheese that got mixed up is the cheese of a Jew or the cheese of a non-Jew. Debekahe gavna havi suffik du abonon or lechumra, ukrid lekamon sivkot and samach gimel din yudches. In such a case, is a suffik du abonon, we go lechumra. Cheese that's a suffik, if it's kosher cheese or if it's gvinas akum. So in such a case, it's aser. Now what happens if it gets mixed up? According to the mechaber, it's not bottle. After a suffix arishin, who midu abonon, even though the first suffix is du abonon. Kiven shehu begufoy, since the first suffix is in the guf and the second is in the teruvus, according to the mechaber, it's aser. Ulaharav, and according to the mor, it would be bottle. Kedel kamon sifkaten samach gimel b'din yitzayin. We'll see later in the dinis rexveka din yitzayin. Kiven shehu suffix arishin enem in a teruvus. Why is it bottle? Since the first suffix is not minatera, it can't have a le svek sveka. Therefore, it's a svek sveka, because according to the Ramah, the only time a svek echa beguf v'hashene b'teruvis is not batal is only by an isidai raisa, but not by an isidai rabbonin. That's the first answer of the Shach. And the Shach says, another answer, v'ef shalemer, it's possible to say, da'af ha'machaber leka omar elahecha da'hasafek harishin shahaya begufay asa minatera. The Mechab is only talking about where this first suffix that was in the guf is asa minatera. V'harav b'agor machmer, and the Ramah's machmer, afilu lehoya ha-safak harishin begufoy. Even if the first safak is not in the guf, kimishu minatoyah lehavi svek sveka. Since it's minatoyah, we do not permit such a svek sveka. So what's the Shach saying? That according to the Mechaber, it's only aser if this first safak is in the guf. And according to the Ramah, it's aser even if the first safak is not in the guf. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean not in the guf? It doesn't mean that the first safak is a safak in teruvus, because then that's the case of two teruvus, which you learned in Sefres. So what exactly does the Shach mean over here? So the Sifsedas says as follows, in the towards the end of the Sifkot and Samach Beis, and the Machon is on the top of the second column. He first brings one way to explain, and he disagrees with that. And then he says, a second way to explain is that, according to the Ramah, any time you can separate the Sveikis, it's Aser. What's the case? The case that he brings is Chovah Sheniach Megura. Chovah Sheniach Megura is that someone who's a Chover is someone who is known to take off Trumas and Maisris, as opposed to Am Oretz. And Am Oretz, we do not know if he took off Trumas and Maisris, but a Chavah who takes off Trumas and Maisris, and he dies, and we found some fruit in his house, and we don't know if he took off Maisr. So the Gemara says we can rely that he took off Maisr. So the Gemara asks, why can we rely he took off Maisr? It's a Safek Dairaisa. So the Gemara answers that it's a Svek Sveka. We have two Svekas. The first Svek is that perhaps it's not Chayiv in Meiser, and the case would be that if he brought it into the house, not processed. So in such a case, the food is not Chayiv in Meiser Midai Reiser. That's one Safek, and the second Safek is, perhaps he took off Meiser. So therefore we have a Svek Sveka. So the Sifte Das says that in such a case, you can separate the Svekas. So the question that remains though is exactly how this is different than any other Svek Sveka. Every time you have a Svek Sveka in the Guf, you always have two svekas. Why is this called a svek sveka that you can separate? And other svek svekas are called a svek sveka that you can't separate? That's not clear. But in any case, that's how he explains the second reason of the Shach. So now back to the Shach, three lines from the end of the Shach. He brings a third explanation of the Mechaber Ramah, I efsha de mar amachadov, a mar amachadov le pligi. It's possible to say that the Mechaber says one din and the Ramah says a different din, and they're not arguing. For le boha rav el lo haisif, the Ramah is only coming to add the besvek sveka im yesh kan isu klal mutter, that if there's a svek sveka and the guf, if there's a svek sveka, if there's an isu here at all, then it's a mutter. I feel a begufa shal isu, even if the suffix is in the guf. So that's the Shach. So in short, the Shach says three ways to explain the Mechaber Ramah. The first way he explains is that the Mechaber will ask for a suffix achar begufa sheni b'teruvus by an isu rabbanon, and the Ramah will permit it. The second case is the way the Sifsedas explains is, according to the Mechaber, even if I can divide the Sveikas It's mutter, and according to the Ramah, if I can divide the sfeikas, it's aser, and the third teretz is that they're not arguing. The Ramah is only come to add the din of sfak sveika baguf, then in such a case, it's mutter. That's the shach. Now, the next major issue here is, what's the din if it's noida ha-safik ben taim? If we knew about the safik on the guf before it gets mixed up. So the Taz goes at length on this topic, spends three Tazim talking about this topic. Since it's quite lengthy, the first two Tazim will just speak out outside, and the third Taz in Sifkat Yudalad, which is explaining the Ramon, it brings the summary, we'll see inside. So now, the Taz, as well as the Shach and Sifkat Samach Gimel, bring the Beis Yosef in Siman Nun Zayin. The Beis Yosef in Siman Nun Zayin is talking about a case of a Suffolk Drusa that gets mixed up. Drusa is a case that an animal got attacked by another animal, and we don't know if it was attacked by its claws, which would render it a trefa, or by the teeth, which would not render it a trefa. So it's a Suffolk trefa, and now if this Suffolk trefa gets mixed up, it has a din of Suffolk Echa Pakuf Vashenu B'Tarubis. So the Re says that in such a case it's Aser. So the Re Yosef says, Mitzotzi Kosov, he found it written, a question on the Re, that has the Re argue on the Gemara that says, Svek Svek is Mutter by Isidar Reisa. So he answers that the Re only Asers in a case where we found out about the first Suffolk before it got mixed up. So now that we found out about the first Suffolk, so we give it a din of an Isser Vadai, and now that it gets mixed up, it's still Aser. So we see that according to this, the only time the re-asser Suffolk Echa Beguf Vashenim B'Taruvitz is only where we knew about the first Suffolk before it gets mixed up. But if we did not find out about the first Suffolk until after it gets mixed up, in such a case, it would be Mutter. However, the Taz argues on this, and he brings the Darkei Moshe that argues on this, and he proves from the Rajba also not like this. The Rajba, a bit complicated, but we'll attempt to explain it. The Rajba asks that by two Taruvitz and three Taruvitz, the Gemara says that it has to fall into three, and then the Gemara explains that it means that it falls into two. And in order for it to be mutter by two teruvis, or three teruvis, it has to fall one into two. Each one has to fall into a majority of heter. So the Rajba asks, why does it have to fall into a majority? Even if it falls into the equal amount of heter, should still be mutter, because you have a svek sveika. So the Rajba answers that, according to the Re, it's not a question, because according to the Re, you need two teruvis of both in order to permit it. Because if you only have one and one, so it's like a safek al chabaguf, and therefore it would be aser. So then he brings another teretz, which is explaining even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that anytime we don't have rov, we look at each one like the iser itself, and therefore there's no sfek sveika. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is more machmir by one iser falling into a heter, where we have one and one, one iser and one heter, than by safek al chabaguf. So then the Taz says it has to be that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about even where we do not know in between the two teruvis. In such a case, it's still aser. Was in a case that I did not know about the first teruvis until it fell into a second teruvis, it's as if it fell straight into the second teruvis, and in such a case, it's aser. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if one falls into one and then it falls into another teruvis, in such a case, it's aser, even though you did not know about it in between. So according to the first teretz, which is the Re, will also say the same din, that even if I did not know about it in between, it's still aser. Since the Rajba brings both Terutzim together, so we say that it has the same din, and just like according to the Rabbeinu Tam, in the case that he's Asers, in a case of one by one, we say that if I did not know about it in between, it's Aser, so according to the Re as well, that he Asers, Suffolk Echa Beguf, Asheni B'Taruvis, it's Aser even if I did not know about the Suffolk before it gets mixed up. Then the Taz brings in Sifkat Yud Gimel, the Masiv Yemen that wants to say, like the Beis Yosef, that it's only Aser if I knew about this first Suffolk before it fell into the Teruvis. And he again brings from the Rashba that the reason by Safak Echa Beguf and Sheni B'Teruvis that it's also according to the Re is because I can separate the Teruvis. They don't happen at the same time. It's only Mutter where it happens at the same time. But there is no difference if I knew about the Teruvis in between and I did not know about the Teruvis in between. Then he brings the Ramban also that says the same way. And then he brings the Sefer Heter. It sounds like it's only us if we knew about it. But that as well, the Taz says that the Sefer Heter does not mean that's only if you knew about it, he means even if you did not know about it in between. So that's the Taz's opinion on Safak Echa Beguf Vashenu B'Taruvis, that even if I did not know about the Safak before it got mixed up, it's still Aser. Now, in Sifkat Yudalad, this Taz talks about what happens if it's two Sveikas in the Guf, a Sveika Gomor, in such a case, is there a difference between Noida Hasfekas Beyachad or not? Let's see inside. The Taz is in the Machon is on page Kuf Ayin. Havel Mhoyu Beis Svekis Venoidu Beis Svekis. The Ramah says that if there's two Svekis and you knew about both Svekis at the same time, it's Mutter. So the Taz says, Zehetek HaRav Magois Issa Veheter V'Sefa Sefer. This Ramah is a quote of the Hagois Issa Veheter at the end of the Sefer. Shekosav, that writes, V'Zel Shoinoi, V'Hu HaDin Imhoyu HaBeis Svekis Svek Sveka Gemurois. The same din is, if the two Svekas was a Svek Sveka Gomer, means they're both on the Guf itself, the Hainu, Be'inyan Echad U'beguf Echad, both Svekas are on the same point and on the same Guf, Mikom Makom Loi Niter Al Yedei Kach, nonetheless it's not Mutter, Im Loi Shevoyu B'Pamachas, unless they come together at the same time. Avalam Noida Has Sofak Echad, Koidim, but if you found out about one Sofak first, Choshev Oisei Pam Ke Iser Vadei, then the thing will have a din of Isser Vade, Ukushevoyu Hasufak Hasheni, Afilu Bilti Taruvis, Loihavi Ela Sufak Echot. And then when the second Sufak will come, even if it's not a Taruvis, even if it's not Sufak Echot Beguf Vasheni Bitaruvis, still it's only considered one Sufak, since we already paskened on the first Sufak, and therefore it's Aser. Adkan Lashani. This is the Hagoyes of the Isser Vahetu. So the Taz says, Velohivanti Dvorim Elu Klal. I do not understand these words at all. The Mida Omar im Loish Yevoyu Bepam Achas, from the fact that he says that they came together, the Zem Mashma Shelefa Omim Efshir Shelo Yevoyu Bepam Achas. It seems that it's possible that they don't come at the same time. The Hechi Timtsa Sheyehei and Noida Bein Sofak Echad LeSofak Sheni Besfek Sveka Shehim Beguf Echad UBeInyan Echad. How is it possible that you knew about one Sofak before the other Sofak if both Tzvaikas are on the same Guf and are on the same issue? Kugoyim v'sofak zinso tachtov v'sofak oynis d'le'el v'sofak if she did it v'znus willingly v'sofak oynis if she was forced d'le'el the ain shayach loyma d'noida ha'sofak ha'echad koydim sh'noida ha'sheni. It's not possible to say that we knew about one sofak before the other one. Right? One sofak is, did it happen when she was already engaged? After the Erusin. In the olden days, they used to split the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Right? In every wedding, you have a Kiddushin. That's under the chuppah, you give the ring, that's the kedushin. And then the nesuyin is when you bring her into the room. That's nesuyin. So it's two parts of every marriage. So in the olden days, they did the kedushin first, and then later, months later, they did the nesuyin. So now she has a din of a married woman. And he found out that she was not a basula. We don't know if it happened before the kedushin or after the kedushin. And we don't know if it, even if it happened after the kedushin, if it was willing or not. So in such a case, we have both Svekas come at the same time. How is it possible to have such a Svek Sveka? Not at the same time. If you want to say that, we only thought about the first Sufik, and only later did we think about the second Sufik. But once we think about the second Sufik, retroactively, we know that that Sufik existed at the time of the first Sufik. So retroactively, we should say, Svek Sveka, Dohar loy noilad lonu shum inyan chadosh. No new issue came up, Elo hayidia hoysa chaseru. It's only that we are missing the knowledge that there was another Sufik. So now if we found out about the second Sufik, it should be retroactively a Svek Sveka. So we go back to our original question, how do you have a case of a Svek Sveka in beguf echad, ube inyan echad, that do not happen at the same time? So the Taz says, ube divi lamar, we can explain to more in a doichek. The hachi ka'omer kol shenoydu shnei hasvekes dafka biyachad zehu siman lasvek sveke shehu karoy. Any svek sveke that comes together at the same time, that's a true svek sveke. Dilu b'svek sveke b'shnei gufim efshe liyas noydu ben a time. But a svek sveke that's in two gufim, meaning a svek echa b'gufim and a shene b'teruvis. It's possible that there was a yudia in between, so that's not a proper svek sveka. But any svek sveka that comes together is a real svek sveka. But the Ramah doesn't mean that I have to know about the svek svekas at the same time. So what the Taz is saying is that by a svek sveka in the guf, it's impossible to come and at different times, and therefore there's no issue of noidim in time. So even if we didn't think of one before we thought of the other, it's still called a svek sveka, because really there's a svek sveka at the time of the first sofek. So the Taz continues. V'chem v'isi b'tshuva l'marino rav b'nyamin zal. I saw in the Masas b'nyamin she'ein la'hashgiach ba'agot zois, that we do not be careful for this ago. כי פשוט הוא שבספק ספקה שעל ידי שני תרובס מותר אפילו בנוידן מתיים, because it's פשוט that a ספק ספקה from two תרובס is even if it's נוידה, if we know about it in between the one תרובס and the second תרובס, ובירי נכון על זה, ממילא, what is ספק ספקה אם יש כאן עשר? The same thing is, if you have a ספק ספקה, if it's an עשר, there's no difference if we know about it in between one ספק or the other. So then the task summarizes, כלל, הועילה בספק ספקה, who can? The rule of ספקה is, the whole shesofek ha'echad hu asur mitzad shehu chashuv, v'en a batal b'roiv. Anytime you have something that's asur because it's chashuv and it's not batal b'roiv, afal pi she'ikur ha'isur hu midu abonon, even though the isur is midu abonon, kama yisofek beitza shenal lebi yomtev, for example, an egg that was born in yomtev, even though it's an isur du abonon, v'shuv nis'arva, lay mahani sfek sfeka. In such a case, a sfek sfeka doesn't help. Anytime you have a sfek that gets mixed up, a sfek echad beguf v'ashenim v'teruvus, it doesn't help even by an iser d'rabbanon. Kivan she'ein esfekas b'inyan echad, since both tzvaikas are not in the same issue. Ela b'inan she'yihyu shnei esfekas ayidei teruvus, rather we need that both tzvaikas should be in teruvus. V'noidu b'intayim lo'y mailad v'lo'y mailad, and knowing in between one teruvus and the second teruvus doesn't make a difference either way. B'shum dover me esfek tzvaikas. Any din of esfek tzvaikas. V'chein im yesh beis tzvaikas im yesh kan iser l'gamri. And similarly, if we have two sfekas, if there's isur here at all, or it's mahani b'chol gavni, in such a case it helps in all cases, sfek sfeka, even if you realized one sfek before the other. Rakshi, shchilak b'sfek sfeka sh'ayidei teruvis, there's only one difference between a sfek sfeka in the guf and a sfek sfeka that comes through teruvis, sh'im hu isur vaday, v'hu chashuv, because if it's an isur vaday and it's chashuv, b'in sholesh teruvis. By a sfek sfeka of teruvis, we need three teruvis. Or commercial cost of a subchess, like it's written in subchess. Aval ims has suffix iser in this arev, but if a suffix iser gets mixed up, like be in and rak base teruvis, rabbi svek svekel akal. Then all we need is two teruvis, and it's svek svekel, and we could be makel. This is like we saw in subchess, that a vada iser we need three teruvis, and a suffix iser we need two teruvis. But a svek svekel and a goof is enough if you have a svek svekel. So basically, what the Taz is coming out is that there's no difference if I knew about one suffix before the other suffix in any of the cases of svek sveka. So the next topic over here now is what's a din if you have a chazaka against the svek sveka. So let's see the Ramah. We're holding in the Ramah by the Samach Dalid of the Shach. So the Ramah says, Va'afilu hayoloi cheskas iser, even if there's a chazaka of iser on the thing that we have the svek sveka, Kugoin oif shebecheskas iser oimid. For example, a bird that you have a cheskas iser, since it's also when it's alive. Benishbar ein nishmat gapoi, and then the wing got broken or slipped out of its place. Safek mechayim oila achos shchita. We don't know if it happened when it was alive, which would make it a treifa, or if it happened after shchita. Ve'imtim tzeloimer mechayim, and even if it happened when it was alive. Shema lo nokva havia. Maybe the fact that the wing broke did not puncture the lungs. The problem of the breaking the wing is that the lungs might be punctured. So we don't know when it happened. And even if it happened when it was alive, we don't know if it made a hole in the lung. So the Ramah says, Yesh lahater mikoyach svek sveka. We can match such a case because of a svek sveka, even though it's a chazaka. And the Ramah says, in the Mechonah on page Kuf, pay bays, Afal pich yesh lebar al yedei b'dikas haraya, even though I can check the lungs, ein lochosh, you don't have to worry about it, because it's a svek sveka, v'ein le'el siman nun gimel. Let's see what we wrote previously in siman nun gimel. So now the Taz takes issue on this Ramah, and Sifkat and Tezvav. Parts of it are very hard to understand, and it's also lengthy, so we'll see parts of it inside, and parts of it we'll skip. So let's see, the Taz says, yesh lahater mikoyach svek sveka. The Ramah says we can matter because of a svek sveka. So the Taz says, Ru'isi b'ze machlikis bali kornayim. I saw a machlikis between those that have horns. This refers to great Talmid HaChachamim. Dehainu, who's the machlikis? Isse v'heter. This v'heter is one opinion. Ba'alav bal darkei Moshe. V'tereschates. And on this, the Ramah argues in darkei Moshe and tereschates. Kalmam gimel, siv zayin. Ba'alav b'tshuva masas ben yom en simen lamed ches. And on the Dakim Moshe, the Messes Binyamin argues. Over Divi Kulon, and Itama Kamoshe Bayran. And all of them, I have a question. So now, what does each one say? So he brings like this. Ha'isu v'hetu klal chavov din beiz kosav. This is v'hetu writes, b'shoichet b'sakin boduk. where someone used a knife that was checked to see if it had any nicks, to see if it's kosher for shechting, so he found it to be perfect. And after he shechted, he found a knife to have a nick, which would render the animal a nevela. Now this one that was just shechted got mixed up amongst other animals. So the Isser Behetu says, "Ein lahatu mikach svek sveka." You cannot matter this because of a svek sveka. And say, "Shema ein ezois." And say on each animal, maybe this is not the one that was shechted right before we found the nick. And even if it is the one that was shechted right before we found the nick, Shema nitschcha kadina. Maybe it was shechted properly, and the nick happened afterwards. It hit the bone after the shechita. So we can't say this. Why? Because we have in the Gemara a chazaka that when the animal is alive, it's a cheskas iser, but you're not allowed to eat it when it's alive. And since we have a cheskas iser, hilkoch leka elochad sofik, therefore we only have one sofik. Shema enezois. Perhaps this is not the animal that was shechted before we found the nick. Maybe this is the animal that was shechted previously when we knew that the knife was kosher. So the Isveta says, the ein loimer in imtim to loimer hizois, shema nishcha kadina. We can't say that perhaps, even if this is the animal that was shechted right before we found the nick, maybe it was shechted properly. The kosher is suffic, vastrina loimer shum chazoka, havi vadi is. Because anytime you have a suffic, and we ask for it because it's a chazoka, the cheskas isur from when the animal was alive, the kolshu is sofek v'asrina le mishum chazoka, havi vadi isur v'lay sofek. Because any time we say that a sofek is asur because of a chazoka, it now has a din of a vade and not a sofek. So the first sofek doesn't count. V'lachein en lahadu, v'svek sveka elaheicha delekas cheskas isur. And therefore we cannot permit a svek sveka unless there's no chazoka of isur. V'shetayme imtim tzalaymar, le'tzucha le'ukma cheskas isur. It has to be that when we say that the suffix is mutter, there's no chazaka against it. Like the case of Pesach or Suach that we mentioned before, Shem Taimer im Timtzalema Tachdav Lekal Ukma Acheskas Iser de Koyd Machin. Over there, there's no Cheskas Iser, and therefore, we can say a proper Svek Sveka. Ad Kan Lashoni, that's the Isser Behetu. So the Isser Behetu is saying that we cannot say a Svek Sveka any time we have a chazaka of Isser against the Svek Sveka. Now, just explain a side point on the Isser Behetu over here. The Isser Behetu says a case that you shechted and you found it to have a nick. So he says we can't say a Svek Sveka. And we don't say that it's bottle berov. So now the halacha we learn in Siman Kuf Aleph that a chicken that still has its feathers on it is not called a chetichu v'leskabit. And it's therefore bottle berov. So in our case, the halacha, it's batal berov, even if it's a vadei treifa, if a chicken gets mixed up in other chickens, we say that it's batal berov. So the Rama, he has wrote footnotes on the Isser Behetu. He says that the Isser Behetu holds like the Rosh, that holds that even a chicken with feathers on it, it's called a chetichu l'skabed, and a dovish of a minyan, and therefore it's not batal, and follows the dinim that we've been saying till now, that we're talking about a davar choshuv or davar shebe minyan that's not batal. And the only way to matter it would be through a svek sveka. And therefore he says that, and we cannot matter such a case because there's no svek sveka because it's a chazaka. But in any case, what pertains to us is the fact that we see that the Isser Behetu holds that if there's a chazaka against the svek sveka, it's aser. That's the opinion of the Isser Behetu. So now let's continue in the Taz. In the Machon, 7 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, the Kosev Alav B'Dekim Moshe V'Tos Chattas, and Ramon writes on the Isser Behetu, She'ein Zeh Nochon, this is not correct. The HaRajba Kosev B'Tshuva Simen Tov Alav, because the Rajba writes in Tshuva Sir Rajba, the Mahari Svek Sveka Afilu B'Yesh Cheskas Isser, that a Svek Sveka helps even when there is a Chazoka Cheskas Isser. V'chein Mashma B'Dinim the Sofek Drusa Shenis Arva. And this is also what it seems from the case of Suffolk Drusa that gets mixed up. The case that we mentioned before, that if you have a Suffolk, if something was Drusa, if it was trampled in a way that it makes a treif, and then it gets mixed up. So we learned in this case, the Ilav time of the Suffolk Arishin Begufay, Hoya Svek Sveka. If not for the fact that the first Suffolk is in the Guf, and we have a Suffolk Echad Beguf, Vashene B'Tarubis, we would permit it. The only reason we said that over there, that it's aser, is because it's safek echer beguf, v'asheni b'tavuvus, according to the Ri, like we learned. But we can infer that if not for the fact, it would be safek echer beguf, v'asheni b'tavuvus, it would be mutter. V'hainu, matirim, afal gav, dohoi loy cheskes isur, evi menachai, ad kan l'shoni. And this is even though we have a cheskes isur of the animal from when it's alive, an isur of evi menachai, nonetheless we say that it should be mutter, if not for the fact that it's a safek echer beguf v'asheni b'tavuvus. So we see that even though there's a chazaka against the sfek sveika, it's still mutter. So the Dekin Moshe is arguing on the issur v'heter and saying that even though I have a chazaka, we still can say a sfek sveika. So the Taz says v'chein kasef kam b'shulchan aruch. And this is how the Rambam writes up by us, that even though it's a chazaka, it's still mutter. V'choylik alav marinu Rav Binyamin hanal al Rambam. And Rav Binyamin and Masas Binyamin argues on the Ramah, because of the Ein Mayim is Safek Drusa, and says that there's no proof from Safek Drusa, the Hasim Ein Mayil Cheskes Isur Evim Menachai, El La Inyan Safek She'ira Machmas Shchita. That a Chazaka that's Aser, because Evim Menachai only helps to Aser by a Safek that happens because of Shchita, which we'll explain later on. Aval Loi La Inyan Isur She'ena Tali B'Shchita. But the Chazaka does not say it's aser if the isur is nothing to do with shchita. And he goes at length to explain this. So now, the next part of Taz asks on this, and then he brings another pshat, which, because the Kesef already says in other achoinim, that it's the same as in Masas Binyamin. So we'll skip the next couple lines. So then the Taz says that the halacha, they're all correct. So the Taz brings the Rashba. So someone asked the Rashba that if you have a chazaka against the sfek it should be aser. And the Rashba argues and says that even if it's a chazaka, it's mutter. So then the Rashba says that according to Rav Huna, if you have a case that we found a knife was nicked, you go after the chazaka, and you have to aser even if the animal gets mixed up afterwards. And that's because Rav Huna holds that the animal has a chazaka of iser from when it's alive. And then the Rashba brings a proof that a sfek sveka helps against a chazaka, because it brings the proof that Sfek Sveka is stronger than Rov, and Rov helps against the Chazaka, so therefore Sfek Sveka also helps against the Chazaka. So the Taz asks in the Rashba, let's see inside, a little more than half of the way down, the third word on the line is Ulechura. So the Taz says, Ulechura kosha mashakosav bahi de Rav Huna, shezocha tchila, daz lina basacheskas iser. He has a question on the Rashba, because first he brings the Rav Huna that says, and you go after cheskas iser, v'le mahani Sfek Sveka, and Sfek Sveka doesn't help. Or Maishna he the cause of Achakach does linabas Sfek Sveka. So what does it say afterwards? That it does help a Sfek Sveka. But Filibu is Chazak Isur, even if where there is a Chazak of Isur. So the Taz says v'chi daikes timsa. If you look carefully, you'll find shani la Rashba b'hi cheskas Isur shu Rav Huna, that the Rashba differentiates between the cheskas Isur of Rav Huna and other Chazakas, because the Chazak of Rav Huna is the animal has a cheskas iser when it's alive until you know that it was shechted properly. Therefore, since the suffix is in the shechita itself, if it was done properly, and this suffix has to take it out of the chazaka that it was not shechted, and a moil svek sveka. Svek sveka in such a case does not help. Kiven de ba'oise iser atzmoi shahoise koidem lo yotzes mimenu bevadai. Since in the iser itself that the chazaka is on, it did not definitely go out of the chazaka. So with the svek sveka is directly against the chazaka, in such a case the svek sveka doesn't help. Since the chazaka tells us that it was not shechted, therefore, we cannot say a sfek sveka that it was shechted properly. However, if the chazaka of iser is from something else, it means not directly against the sfek sveka. For example, you have a cheskas iser that is evim menachai, and it was shechted properly. Rak sheyesh sofek machmas dover acher, and now we have a different sofek. Kogenshin is arev tchila. For example, got mixed up, and then one from that teruvus got mixed up in a second teruvus. In such a case, a sfek sveka helps. Why? Because the Sfekseket is not in a direct contradiction to the Chazaka. The Chazaka is that it's alive. And now that the Chazaka is no longer applies because it was shechted properly. But now, if there's a different Isser, let's say a Trefa, and there's two Teruvis, so in such a case, we say Sfekseka. And anything similar, for example, a piece of chelev that gets mixed up in two taruvis, the Rajba compares sveksveka to roiv in such a case that even though I have a chazaka, it's mutter. Why? Because the chazaka is not a direct contradiction to the sveksveka. That's basically the point of the Taz. And if we say that all those that we mentioned previously are all correct ladina. The case was that we don't know if it was shechted properly, because perhaps a knife was nicked, and therefore it's directly against the chazaka that it's alive, the chazaka that it's aser, that it's not shechted, and therefore in such a case the chazaka is against the sveksveka, and therefore it's aser. And the Rama is also correct that you say sveksveka even if there's a chazaka, because the Rama is talking about a case of suffolk drusa, and by suffolk drusa, which has nothing to do with the chazaka, that the animal is still alive. Therefore, in such a case, that chazaka does not answer the animal, and therefore we can say svek sveka. That's basically the chiddush of the Taz. Let's just see now the end of the Taz. On the next page, in Kufayin Vav, a little more than half of the way down, the Taz says, ha'oila midvarenu lahalacha da'afilu b'chol isser vaday. It comes out from what it was saying, that even in an isser vaday, mahani svek sveka lahater, svek sveka helps, if it does not go in direct contradiction to the chazaka. What's the example of a direct contradiction? Is the case of a safek shchita, the mayal ba svek sveka tister hachazaka, because the svek sveka is in contradiction to the chazaka. The chazaka of evi menachai is that there's no shchita. So if we say the svek sveka is mutter, will come out that it's going to contradict the chazaka. And in such a case, we say that the svek sveka doesn't help. But another example is a lady that is a chazaka that she's married. And then we have a suffolk if the husband died or she got divorced. Even if we have many svek svekas, it doesn't help. Since we want to take her out of the chazaka of an eshes ish, shayis etchila, which was previously. Va'ata ba l'soisua mamish. And now, we don't want to contradict the chazaka of eshes ish. We want to say that the husband died, which is in the direct contradiction to the chazaka that she's married. Therefore, in such a case, chazaka doesn't help, even if you have many sveksvekas. Aval b'shar cheskas iser, but in other chazakas, shenol de sveksvekas lahater, that we have a sveksvekas to permit it, mitzat acher, from a different point, for example, that it got mixed up. Vaday moyalim svek sveka. Svek sveka helps. Laitzia min iser dimitchila, to take it out of the previous iser. The enkan dover has iser says that we do not have a contradiction to the chazaka. Vakem besafek drusa, emhoy a svek sveka gomor. And therefore, by a svek drusa, if it would be a svek sveka gomor, as opposed to a svek echabugof, ashenim betaruvis, shapa moyal lavatal cheskas iser. David Menachem, the maker. We would say it's mutter. It will permit the chazaka of Eivim Menachai, because Eivim Menachai is not in direct contradiction to the fact that it's not a trefa. Eivim Menachai does not tell us that the animal is not a trefa. And therefore, it's not in direct contradiction. So even though there's a cheskas iser, since it's not in direct contradiction, we say that it's mutter and svek sveka helps. This is what seems to me clear and correct. Now, just one point on this Taz is that the Shach argues on the Taz. The Taz over here, we saw that he says that the Svek Sveka goes against the Chazaka, even many Svekas don't help. But the Shach says in Tin Chof Ches, in Svek Svekas, that it's true that the first Suffolk we can't count, but if you have a Svek Sveka besides the first Suffolk, which goes against the Chazaka, in such a case, it's Mutter. That's basically the Taz in this Siv. In the next year, we'll discuss the 36 Svek Svekas of the Shach.